And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
I love the sentence, let's approach it with some more nuance. As somebody who's been doing this for 15 years, I always try to be as nuanced as possible when I talk football, but I also recognize that football's about the extremes, right? I was telling you last night about the guy that hit me on Twitter when I said, I love this game. I love this defensive struggle. I love the game that we are watching. I think we got two slug-out defenses that are absolutely punching the offenses in the mouth, and the offenses are trying to figure out how to get through it. And the guy hits me on Twitter and goes, you're a European soccer fan. Imagine thinking a field goal game is good football, et cetera, to which I said, it is. Because there's 22 guys that go out there on the field, not 11, right? If you only like touchdowns and the only good football are 49-47 games, then why the hell aren't you just playing Madden on rookie mode, right? Just play Madden on rookie mode if that's the way you feel. Just go out there and play Madden on rookie mode and score all the touchdowns you want. But the guy who hit me, I thought about it, and I went back and checked his profile, Lonzo. Turns out, he's an Auburn Tigers fan. Auburn is watching their number one and number two rivals play each other for the national championship while they are once again stuck at home after losing to both of them. So what happened here was he took analysis of a game that he hates because his two biggest rivals are in it and took it as Rob trying to boost up his rivals as opposed to just calling the game what it was.
But we appreciate you taking the time to interact
and listen
with the station and Rob.
True.
Yes.
True. I'll give you one more thing that happened when we talk about nuance in football, right? Play action pass that Alabama ran, right, on the goal line stand. Now, it was the play before they had the touchdown to Latu, the touchdown pass that gave them the 18-13 lead. But right before that, Bama and Bill O'Brien went play action, right? So they fake it to, I think it was Brian Robinson Jr., doesn't matter. They fake it to the running back going right. They actually pull the backside guard and tackle, so they run a counter play action where the backside guard and tackle pull left to right. They send the running back after them, and I'm watching this play develop. And the run on this play, Lonzo, would have scored. The run on this play would have scored because they kicked out the linebacker. The hole opened up from tackle to tight end. They were able to kick out the over-pursuing linebacker. This actually would have won the game or would have scored a touchdown there. Instead, BY pulls the ball, bootlegs back around to the other side, and throws a pass that goes over the head of the wide receiver. It's incomplete, and Alabama's got to set up for a third down. They would score on the next play, but that's all I said, right? I said, quote, Bama finally goes to the play action, and funny enough, the run would have scored there. Bama sealed the edge, and there was a hole big enough to drive a truck through. Instead, Bryce Young pulls it, and it gets knocked down. Run the damn ball, end quote. That's my tweet, right? I got hit on a retweet from a cat named @EDU Capped America. @EDU Capped America. Who, by the way, since this happened, I think has blocked me on Twitter, but I'm not entirely sure. I do know that he has since deleted the tweets that I responded to him. But he said the ESPN Upstate account is supposed to be neutral. If Rob Brown wants to tweet pro Alabama takes, he should use his personal account. Now, Lonzo, the tweet I just described, was there anything pro Alabama about it? Or did I just say, had they run the ball, they would have scored?
You gave your opinion.
Yeah.
Which, but also makes it sound like it's the opinion of the station, which I guess it is at that moment.
And again,
because you're giving it.
I tagged my name on the bottom of it. Everybody knew or was supposed to have known that it was me tweeting. It was a personal opinion, but it wasn't an opinion. It was analysis, right? There's a difference between opinion and analysis. I wasn't pro-Bama. I was pointing out, had they run the ball on that play, they would have scored. Had they run the ball on that play, it's a touchdown. So he responds with, if you want to be pro-Bama, go back to your personal account. To which I said, this account is neutral. If you're conditioned to think that analysis equals endorsement, you're taking in bad football content elsewhere. My take wasn't in favor of Alabama. It was making a point, and it was correct. To which he responded, saying that I was wrong and I blah, 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 blah. Look, nuance gets lost when passion gets involved, unfortunately. When people feel very passionate about a take, then any criticism about that becomes an attack, right? And I actually pointed out that unless you are letting your passion get involved, sometimes people don't care, right? I did not have, if you'll pardon the pun, a dog in that fight last night. It didn't matter to me. Mark Ryan asked me, he said, you know, as professionals, we're supposed to be neutral, but I always have a rooting interest. There's obviously, my rooting interest was I wanted to see Cincinnati and Michigan. I didn't care who won last night. Either I was going to get to see the greatest college football coach of all time continue his legacy, or I was going to get to see the Padawan become the Jedi Master by knocking off Yoda. One or the other, right? I didn't have a dog in the fight. That was not pro-Bama, it was just analysis. Nuance is hard, to answer what Chris was saying. Nuance is hard in sports because we have passions. And anyone, we're kind of trained to think that anybody who's not propping us up are trying to knock us down. That's not true. Sometimes you're just standing in the middle. I had no reason to prop up or knock down Alabama or Georgia last night. I was breaking down a game with nuance and got attacked multiple times on Twitter because of it. Multiple times. Including one cat who felt the need to throw a homophobic slur at me at one point, like it's sixth grade. Stop. Not saying your team is the greatest and I love them more than my own family. Not saying that doesn't mean I'm attacking your team. It just means I was breaking down a football game like I'm paid to do. Texas says snooze fest game last night. How much longer is this the topic of the day? Two things about that. Number one, Lonzo, was that a snooze fest game last night?
No, that was very interesting.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. I can see how you consider it a snooze fest if you're anti-rematches, and I get that, but it was not a snooze fest. That was a good game. Good game. If that game gets played in week four, it's the game of the year. But it wasn't. It was played for a championship, and you're mad about that. That's what it comes down to. If you were calling this game a snooze fest or whatever, the only thing that you are just mad about the fact that it was a rematch, and you don't like that it was an all-SEC rematch. I got news for you. Till somebody else comes up and knocks the SEC off the mountain, this is the future. Get used to it. And by the way, had you told me before the show started, Lonzo, that I was going to have a texter or a caller that was going to tell me I'm bored of talking about the national championship game in football, move on, I'd have called you a liar. But here we are.
Well, I'm not surprised because I think for the most part, this is doing that general thing again. If your team's not in it, you're not really that interested. And I think that's a more of a college football thing than it is an NFL thing. I think in the NFL, if your team's not in it, you're still more interested than you are in college because of, you know, loyalties and all that kind of stuff.
I think a lot of people got very excited that the reign of Bama was going to be over because they did not look as good this year as they have in years past. And I think a lot of people got excited because Georgia got smoked by Bama and it gave them a lot of belief that either Cincinnati or Michigan was going to break up the SEC party. Guys, these were the best two teams in college football, and there is no question about that. Lonzo's going to tell you Ohio State was one of the best two teams. I disagree. Ohio State lost to Michigan, who then just got pounded by the Bulldogs a week later. These were the best two teams in college football from start to finish. They both deserve to be there, and they put on a damn show. If you don't like it, if you are mad about it, the only thing I can imagine is that, as Lonzo pointed out, you're mad your team wasn't in it, and you're mad the SEC continues to crank out the best teams in college football, whether you like it or not. And trust me, I don't. I want more parity in football. But right now, it is what it is. Texter says, I bet you a grand in my firstborn child that the person was a Clemson fan who was butthurt their team sucks. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. Texter says, Brandon on the Facebook stream says, if Clemson had won last night, this would be an all-day show topic. Yeah. If Clemson did what Georgia did last night, and I talked about anything but it today, I'd get fired for it. I get fired for it. Georgia's an hour and 45 minutes down the road, guys. It is the number 3 most popular team in our area. They just won a national championship. What else am I supposed to do but break that game down? Because there were a few field goals you didn't like it? Yeah, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You're trying to convince yourself, not me, ain't you, Texter?
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.